Hola, I'm Maria Thomas, and this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. Before we get started, I just wanted to note that Paola is out for this episode, so I'll be hosting. And heads up, this episodio will mostly be in English. In este episodio, we're going to talk about the census, specifically the 2020 census. In accordance with the U.S. Constitution, every 10 years, the government of the United States of America issues a mandatory census to count the population. The results of the census determine the number of seats that each state gets in the House of Representatives, the distribution of federal funds, and enforcement of voting rights laws. Now, the 2020 census tiene una pregunta sobre citizenship. The Department of Justice requested that the Census Bureau reinstate a citizenship question on the 2020 census. They say that citizenship voting age population data isn't currently available, and it's needed to determine violations of minority population voting rights. Mucha gente, especially Latinos, are worried that answers to the citizenship question will be used to target their communities. That fear of being targeted may keep some people from filling out the census. But if Latinos don't respond to the census, it's possible that they won't receive the funds that they need to support their communities. According to the 2010 census, almost 60% of Liberal Kansas's population was Hispanic and Latino. When we visited Liberal for Cinco de Mayo, we talked with some people about the citizenship question on the 2020 census. Guadalupe Magdaleno is the executive director of a nonprofit grassroots organization that works to unite and empower people to achieve justice and equality for all. She shared her story and thoughts about the citizenship question on the 2020 census.
Mi nombre es Guadalupe Magdaleno y soy la directora ejecutiva de la organización Sunflower Community Action en Wichita, Kansas. Esta organización en Wichita ha estado por más de 25 años. Empezó como una organización de la comunidad afroamericana con issues bien locales y en el 99, 2000, invitaron a la comunidad latina a integrarse al ver que los mismos que oprimen a uno de los grupos oprime también al otro. Hemos estado al frente de batalla en este último año y medio con la retórica antiinmigrante que está circulando tan fuerte en todo el país.
Guadalupe doesn't think that collecting the citizenship data is essential.
This question is not necessary to fulfill the intention of the census. The census was instated with the mission of counting how many people live in certain areas or in each area. Adding a citizenship question is not going to help the mission of counting, but it's going to miscalculate the people that live in our community. We know there is immigrants in this country. We know there is undocumented immigrants that are more than ever living in fear that will not be counted, but they still go to our schools. They still buy in our grocery stores. They still pay taxes, so they deserve to be counted.
Even though it is illegal for the Census Bureau to share data about individuals from the census with other federal agencies, there is a fear that answering the census or the citizenship question on the census will make communities targets of ICE. Janet Vasquez, who you may recognize from our Cinco de Mayo episode, worries about communities like hers being targeted.
My name's Janet Vasquez. I'm 30 years old. I was born in Mexico. I was born in Juarez. I was brought as a baby when I was 2 years old to Liberal, Kansas. So I actually was undocumented for a very long time until I was able to finally gain legalization.
She doesn't want a citizenship question on the 2020 census.
I don't agree with it because I feel like if they ask citizenship on the census, obviously we come from an area where we have a lot of undocumented immigrants. So I feel that we're going to be targeted out here. They're going to see that we have large populations of undocumented immigrants. So I feel like that's going to maybe put us on the spot to maybe be more discriminated out here or for maybe hate groups to come and target us. We already had a terrorist attack against Muslims a couple months ago. So I feel like if they know that there's a lot of undocumented immigrants, then we're going to have a lot of hate groups come and target us. And then also I think it goes back to Homeland Security. If they see that we have large populations, then they're going to come out here trying to like increase their massive deportations. And I feel like Southwest Kansas is going to be one of the first areas they stop if they know what the percentage is out here.
Paola asked Guadalupe if she thought the citizenship question would dissuade people from filling out the census at all.
So let me answer the question this way. I'm an immigrant. I arrived at this country at the age 18, not knowing the language, not knowing the rules and regulations, but seeing every single day with fear what immigration meant for an immigrant community, an undocumented immigrant. If it was me living undocumented on these days, I would be afraid to open the door. So much less to answer any questions or respond anything to anybody that is asking about my legal status.
According to federal law, people living in the U.S. have to fill out the census. It's been almost 50 years since someone was prosecuted for refusing to fill it out. Some people may do it, but just skip the citizenship question. However, you can be fined for refusing to answer or deliberately providing false information. Skip questions could also lead to the Census Bureau further pursuing an answer via calls or an in-person visit from one of many workers tasked with census completion. An NPR article titled, Skipping the 2020 Census Citizenship Question? You'll Still Be Counted, reported that the Census Bureau hired more than 600,000 people to follow up with households that did not respond to the 2010 census. The Census Bureau wants to get the most complete information possible about the U.S. population so that the best decisions can be made for the country and each community. If undocumented immigrants don't respond to the census, a segment of the population will be underrepresented.
If we don't count every human being that lives in our country, then the resources are going to be miscalculated and misallocated. I don't know if that is the intention. So if that is the intention, the plan is going to work very well. So it's a concern.
Even though there are currently lawsuits to remove the citizenship question from the census, as of now, it is still a question that is expected. So what should people do? Well, Guadalupe strongly encourages that everyone do what they can.
Well, I would really like to invite our community that are already citizens and are eligible to vote to get out. We have the power of numbers and we can create the government we dream about or we envision for the future of our kids and our grandkids. It's in our hands. We cannot be blaming and pointing fingers of what the representatives do if we don't do our civil not just right, but responsibility to get out and elect people that are going to defend the family unity and the civil rights and fight for equal treatment for all.
There's a lot of information and debates surrounding this issue, more than we could ever fit into one of our short K-Possa Midwest episodes. But it's important to be informed about political issues like the census that will affect not only the country as a whole, but your own community. To help you stay abreast in political knowledge, we're sharing links on our website, kpasavpodcast.com, to the NPR article referenced in this episode, an article about the 2020 census, and the letter requesting that the citizenship question be added to the 2020 census. Dinos que piensas and our website, kpasavpodcast.com, or escribenos in Facebook or Twitter at kpasa Midwest. Gracias por escuchar. Soy Maria Thomas, and this is Que Pasa Midwest.
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.